Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Every one of us is in need right now. Need of finances, the need for peace, the need for clear direction in our lives, and the list goes on. God has promised to provide all our needs. Let us think on these things.
To magnify God unashamed. Let the rocks be kept silent for one more day. Let the whole world sing out. Let the people say, Almighty, Most Holy. Let the prisoner go free. Join the dance and sing. Almighty, Most Holy God, faithful through the ages. Almighty, Most Holy Lord, glorious Almighty.
Lord, we worship you today and praise you, Father, for being the faithful, loving, and all-powerful Lord. God, we all have needs. I'm convinced that every Christian will have needs throughout this life, and thank you, God, for those needs, for helping our faith grow as we see you, the great provider. Your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. You know that there are a lot of distractions to our hearts and minds right now. We know how important it is to listen and actually hear your words, spoken and in song. So may your Holy Spirit speak to us in these moments. Meet the needs of our hearts even during these next few minutes while we are together during this call to worship. Thank you, God, for saving our souls, giving us your Spirit, and increasing our faith so we can rest in you today. I pray that you will be blessed and grow in your relationship with God as you praise and worship Him today.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. And if Call to Worship is a blessing to you, come visit us at calltoworship.us. Our website includes archives of the Call to Worship programs from many years ago. You'll find hundreds to choose from, right up to the broadcast from last week. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States.
sense of fear through every pain, every tear. There's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Even fail to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to him, he is waiting with open arms, and I see once again been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see.
Even fail to believe, yet he's been faithful.
thank you for joining us for this call to worship and pray. There are many factors that make it abundantly clear that God supplies all our needs. First is the fact that He is the Almighty Creator. There's nothing that He cannot do. Second is the reality that He loves us as His dear children. His everlasting love as our Heavenly Father is the why of meeting our needs and providing us with an abundant life. And He has made many great and precious promises regarding that. Then, as we realize these facts and see His fingerprints on circumstances that meet our needs, we absolutely must praise and worship Him. Let's look at Psalm 34. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His godly people, for those who fear Him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Listen to the testimony of Paul describing how he lost all things, and yet he counted on the faithfulness of God to meet his needs as he promised. Philippians 3, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him." In chapter 4, he gives thanks to those Christians who were used by God to help meet his needs. They were in need, yet they gave to help Paul. Philippians 4, "Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I've received full payment and more. I'm well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To God and Father, our God and Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen." The prophet Isaiah proclaims God's faithfulness in forgiveness and meeting needs. First chapter of Isaiah, "Come now and let us reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." David praises God for blessing the righteous. Psalm, the 5th chapter, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exalt you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." In Ephesians, we are reminded that God is able to work through us, accomplishing infinitely more than we could ask or think. "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And God wants us to pray and ask him for specific needs that we have. Look at 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. "Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." James, the 1st chapter. "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." As we face the unknown regarding our needs, remember David's recipe for deliverance from fears. Psalm 34, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. And finally, rest in the fact that God is directing your steps. He's faithful and will meet your needs. Don't get all stressed out. Pray. Philippians 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can possibly understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and everything I hope to be, Lord, I owe it all right now to thee. Just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, well, let it go to Calvary, for with his blood
consider all the world. thy hand have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my
our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we have confidence in the reality that God will meet all our needs. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you are not a believer, please listen. In the Bible, the book of Romans includes what is commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we're reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. In Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us while we were His enemies. Later, The author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. When you have a question, you can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find out more about the good news of the gospel, as well as information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, as our brother the Apostle Paul encouraged the church at Philippi, this same God, who takes care of me, will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now, all glory to God our Father, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, love. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry for the future,
step is getting brighter.